Good evening, everyone. Welcome. I hope you all had a wonderful day. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm Leslie Wickman, the Executive Director of the American Scientific Affiliation. And we're so glad that you're here with us for ASA 2019, which is our 74th annual meeting. And both Chicago and Wheaton are very significant places in the history of the ASA. The founding meeting of the ASA was held in 1941 in Chicago, and the very first ever ASA annual meeting was held right here at Wheaton College. So we're in a significant place. In a sense, we're coming back to our roots this summer. So right now, I'd like to take a moment to introduce and acknowledge our executive council members. And for those of you that know me, you know that I come from a sports background, so this might sound kind of like I'm announcing the starters on a basketball team. So first, at president, we have John Wood. John, could you stand up wherever you are? Okay. I guess we'll circle back to John when he makes his entrance. And at vice president, we have Terry Gray. Terry is in the back waving at you. Next, at secretary treasurer, we have Judy Taranchuk up here in the front. And our newest addition is our member at large, Michael Everest. Where are you, Michael? There he is. And our other member at large, Bill Jordan, was not able to join us tonight, but he'll be here later in the meeting. Did John Wood show up again or not? Okay, we'll say hi to John later then. So we have a fantastic program lined up for you this weekend. We've already had two great workshops today and several inspiring field trips. We have a great lineup of plenary talks to look forward to, including tonight's with our friend from BioLogos, Deb Harsma. And of course, we have many interesting contributed talks, various lunch meetups with different groups, and other opportunities for fellowship. And if you happen to be one of the 100-plus first-timers at this meeting, you heard that right, there are over 100 first-timers at this meeting. That makes up close to a third of the attendees at this meeting, so we're really excited about that. So if you happen to find yourself in that group, you'll soon discover that one of the best things about the ASA annual meetings is the rich fellowship with fellow believers who are also interested in discussing the big questions around science and faith. So once again, welcome. Enjoy your time here. And with that, I'll turn it over to Vicki Best, our Director of Operations and Development. Thanks.
Good evening and welcome. This meeting has been a year and a half in the making. And it's exciting that the time has finally come, and we're just delighted to be here, and we're delighted to have you here, and we're glad that you've chosen to join us for ASA 2019 here at Wheaton College. As Leslie said, my name is Vicki Best. I'm the Director of Operations and Development. And as Leslie has also said, this is a special meeting for us in a number of ways because there's been so many Wheaton connections over the years, and she mentioned that first meeting in 1946, and it was interesting. We were here a couple of years ago celebrating our 75th. We did several events around the country. We did one here, and Leslie and I took some time to go up to the upper level of the Billy Graham Center, where they have all the archives are up there, and the ASA archives happened to be there as well, and we were perusing through the archives. And we found a picture from that very first meeting in 1946, and we looked at the photo, and it was just fascinating to us. There were about 25 attendees, all men, one woman, and they were all dressed in their Sunday best, which we thought was really interesting. And so Aren't you glad that we don't have that dress code anymore, that we go with the summer business casual? So things have certainly changed in the last 74 years. And then since that meeting, we've also done two other meetings here, one in 56 and one in 76. So it's really great to be back here at Wheaton. I'd like to offer a warm welcome to our 306 attendees. In addition to the 109 first-timers, we have 33 VIPs, and those are our members that have been members for 40 years or more. We have 46 students with us, 67 fellows, 39 spouses and family members, and really from all over the world. We have actually six different countries represented here. Australia, China, Nigeria, UK, and US and Canada. So it's quite a remarkable makeup of attendees. I also want to acknowledge Christianity Today, who is our gold sponsor of this conference, and there's a number of events taking place, including a meal meetup with Christianity Today over the weekend. I know a lot of you have gotten here by planes, trains, and automobiles, and some of you have experienced some frustration in arriving, but we're glad that you're here and that you got here safely. And I must say, when I attended my first ASA meeting 5 years ago at ORU, some of you may remember the ORU meeting, honestly, I never thought I'd experience heat and humidity ever again like that until I arrived here. So we're experiencing the heat wave of the Midwest. But that's okay. We can kick back, relax, and enjoy what's going to be a beautiful weekend in air-conditioned buildings, right? So you should know that our staff has been praying over this meeting for months now, and our prayer is that you'd be deeply blessed by your time here. ASA is in its 78th year of existence, and we've been holding these meetings now for 74 of the 78 years. And as I've been heavily invested in the planning of these meetings, I have a deep appreciation for all that goes into executing a conference of this magnitude. And it really takes a small army to pull off something like this, and particularly from a distance. Our headquarters are in Boston. So I'd like to take a few minutes now to introduce our dedicated staff and others here on the ground who have really been working tirelessly behind the scenes to make this meeting a success. In addition to Leslie and me, the two others who make up our awesome team, I see them in the back there, Lynn Berg and Chelsea Church. With me, and they play a major role in planning and the preparation of a myriad of major and minor details. And I'm delighted this year to have Sharon Carlson and my daughter Skylar with us again. Sharon, many of you know her. She's been with us in a number of different capacities. She served as our membership and outreach manager. She was our local arrangements chair last year, and she's played a consulting role over the last couple of years. And Sharon is in the back too with Lynn and Chelsea. My daughter Skylar is a student member. I don't see Skylar in the back, but you've probably met her at the registration table, and she volunteered with us last year as well. So these four ladies are your go-to people for the weekend, and you can find them either at the book table or the registration table. In addition, I'd like to take the opportunity to introduce you to a few key individuals who are part of our publication, communications, and IT team, so that when you see them over the weekend, you can put a face with a name. First of all, Dana Oleskowitz, please stand as I say your name and wave so people know who you are. She is the newest member of our team, and she's our local chapter's coordinator, and she also is co-leader of our Ohio chapter. Jim Peterson, many of you know Jim. Jim, are you here? There's Jim, I see Jim. Jim is our editor-in-chief, as you know, of Perspectives on Science and Christian Faith, our peer-reviewed journal, and he's also a fellow and a long-standing ASA member. Sai and Aniko Gard are up front here. They're a team, husband and wife team. And Sai is editor-in-chief, and Aniko is managing editor of our God and Nature publication, and Sai also is a co-leader of our DC chapter. Randy Isaac is director emeritus. Many of you know Randy. He lives locally near the home office, and he continues to serve as our IT consultant, volunteering many hours of his time with our various IT and website needs, which are many, right, Randy? Hannah Eagleson is on staff with InterVarsity's ESN. Hannah, are you here tonight? There's Hannah right over there to the right. She has really been instrumental in cultivating the meaningful partnership that we've had with Emerging Scholars Network and has organized a number of student activities and tracks throughout the weekend. So if you're a student, please look for those and join Hannah. As our conference moves around the country, as it does from year to year, it's critical to have people here on the ground preparing the program and the local arrangements. And this year, we've been blessed to have a terrific team of people from Wheaton and our Wheaton local chapter. And I've finally been calling them DR squared. We've got Danilo and Darren and Ray and Robin that are part of this team. And Darren Craig and Danilo Dietrichs are the duo that makes up the local arrangements team. Darren is a professor of physics here at Wheaton, and Danilo is a professor of mathematics. And they've put in an amazing effort on a lot of the logistical details here on the ground, including the field trips today. And Ray Lewis, Robin Reilersdam are the program co-chair team, and Ray is professor of biology here at Wheaton and one of the leaders of the Wheaton chapter. Robin is dean of arts and sciences at St. Xavier University, and both have been really actively involved with the ASA for many years and are responsible for this stellar lineup of speakers that we have on the program this weekend. You'll hear from Ray in a few minutes. Ray and Robin, you want to just stand so people see you? Yeah. And Darren and Danilo, I don't think I asked you to stand. Please stand so people know who you are. I want to just say a brief word about social media for the conference. If you haven't already done so, please like our Facebook page, and it's a way for you to hear important updates and events about the ASA and the conference. We're going to be doing a lot of Facebook posting over the weekend, so if you're a Facebook fan, please get on and like, share, and comment to enhance our engagement. And then if you want to post on Facebook or Twitter over the weekend, please use the hashtag ASA3Org. Is the one we're using. So before I turn the mic over to Margaret Diddams, the provost here at Wheaton, I'd just like to personally thank Dot Chapel, who is the Dean of Sciences. Dot's an ASA fellow and a longstanding member who has been personally very encouraging and supportive to Leslie and me, as well as the other Wheaton College faculty, staff, and conference services, for their support and tremendous efforts in making this conference a success. And I look forward to getting to know you and engaging with you over the course of the weekend. Margaret, would you like to come up? Thank you.
Well, welcome everyone, and welcome to summer in Chicago, Illinois, and Wheaton, where it's even hotter. I saw you get off the bus for one of your field trips at 5 o'clock, and it's nice to see that you've perked back up with some air conditioning. In this room, those of us from Wheaton, I'd like to tell you that it's usually freezing cold in here, and in fact, I brought my sweater. So the fact that it's actually comfortable tells you a little bit about the heat that we're having today. Well, welcome to Wheaton College on behalf of President Ryken, who's up in the North Woods where it's a bit cooler. We welcome you to Wheaton College. We're so pleased to host ASA as we have done in the past. I want to talk with you just briefly, let you know that I'm an industrial organizational psychologist, so I analyze numbers, not people. Lately, it's not statistics, it's budgets. So I am a neophyte when it comes to the hard sciences, but as a Wheaton College graduate, I'm interested and fiercely curious. We have a very robust interview process for new faculty here. As an industrial organizational psychologist, I like to say that you change the culture by one hire at a time. So we want to make sure that our new faculty understand our statement of faith and our mission and our community covenant. In our statement of faith, we have a statement here that says, we believe that God directly created Adam and Eve, the historical parents of the entire human race, and that they were created in his own image, distinct from all other living creatures, and in a state of original righteousness. So, whomever we are hiring, whether it is a theologian, a philosopher, a psychologist, I ask them as part of my 7 questions, we believe in a historical Adam and Eve. Why does that matter to you? And I will get answers from the philosophers saying, well, if there's not a historical Adam and Eve where God has touched both physical and spiritual, then we have a Cartesian dualism. And all you have to say is Cartesian dualism and you'll probably get hired here. It's great. For the theologians, they will say, in order to understand the arc of God's creation, fall, and redemption, we have to understand the first Adam if we're to understand the second Adam. When I'm hiring a psychologist, they might say, because we are made in the image of God, we need to understand the relational nature of the Trinity and how the relational nature of being made in the image of God influences how we react with each other. I think that is the basis of liberal arts integration, and especially Christ-centered liberal arts integration, where we do have to grapple from multiple views of how we understand faith and creation, how we understand God's revelation in his scripture and his revelation in creation. And so I'm deeply thankful that Wheaton College is hosting you for this weekend and that I have the privilege to serve as provost in an organization that is so committed to studying God's word and his works. God bless you.
Good evening, and welcome, friends. I have something to tell you that you may not know. Isn't it wonderful that our provost, Dr. Diddams, who loves the sciences, is a master of statistical analyses? I'm delighted that she could be with us tonight, and I've seen her and been with her on some field trips, and she is great company in hiking and listening to exposés about plants, animals, rocks, and rills. It's good to have you with us. It is wonderful to know that about 50 students are attending this meeting, in addition to the many long-term and short-term members who represent a wide variety of fields and expertise, from theologians to scientists. Each of you is an important part of the American Scientific Affiliation. Welcome Leslie Wickman, Executive Director, and Vicki Best, Director of Operations and Development. They represent us from sea to shining sea. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, check their hometowns, one on each coast. I also welcome our President, John Wood, whose tireless work for the ASA provides the best advantages to our constituents and those who watch over us closely. It's good to see Randy here, and Randy, should I say emeritus to you, so it's good to have you with us. Thank you each for your commitments and service to the ASA. I'm very grateful to each person for work in arranging the details of this meeting, especially, but not exclusively, Ray Lewis, Robin Reinlarts-Dim, the program chairs Darren Craig, and Danilo Dietrichs, the local arrangement chairs, which Vicki has also done. I'm grateful to each participant who's giving a presentation and those who are here to enjoy the fellowship, especially in rational approaches to understanding how our Lord works in his creation. I hope you've had a good time today on those hot field trips and or visiting with friends and acquaintances today. I was first introduced to the ASA by Dr. Edwin Yamauchi, who was one of the great historians of Persia when I was a graduate student. He suggested that I should join the ASA, which I did in the 1970s. His reasons were right from the playbook of the mission of the ASA, and I've enjoyed the annual meetings, serving on the council, serving as the president of ASA, reading the journal, participating in programs, and generally feasting upon the rich programs offered by the ASA. The ASA is well-run, and has a well-sustained record of integrating Christian faith with the practice of science, the meaning of the created order, and exploration of the processes God uses in creating and sustaining the natural order. I've long been impressed with the work of the ASA in debating with great enthusiasm and civility, the issues that emerge as a result of excellent analyses and propositions related to the Lord's created order. ASA truly promotes finding harmony in controversy. On a more personal note, here at Wheaton, I have noted through the years as an academic dean that faculty who have participated in the ASA have done very well in writing their faith and learning papers, a requirement for tenure here at Wheaton. The ASA has provided a platform for discourse that is exceptional. The roundtable last evening was an exciting and excellent example of the rich discussions that occur among Christians. The main theme, exploring creation, of this meeting provides perspectives on our responsibilities to steward the creation well. I'd like to read to you from Psalm 150, if you would join me in a worshipful stance. I would appreciate that. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty expanse. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the trumpet sound. Praise him with harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with stringed instruments and pipe. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please join me in prayer. Master, Lord, and Savior, we come to you tonight in celebration, praising you, adoring you, and worshiping you. You are robed in majesty and girded with strength. You hold the heavens in your hands. All stars rejoice in your glory. You come in the sunrise and bless the splendor of the noonday. The stars in their courses magnify you day and night and tell of your glory. Your peace blows over the earth, and the breath of your mouth fills all space. Your voice comes in the thunder of the storm, and the song of the wind whispers of your majesty. You satisfy all things living with your abundance, and our hearts bow at your presence. We come into your presence also with thanksgiving. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks. Your name is near. People tell of your wondrous deeds. Thank you for the preserved images that we have of Jesus Christ using his mind, studying and discussing scriptures, being attentive to needs, reflecting on social order and justice, discerning his Father's will, providing provocation to those whom he challenged, and praying to his Father to meet needs of mind, physical body, and spirit. We come to you today praising you, adoring you, and worshiping you. You clothe the sky with light and the ocean depths with darkness. You work mighty works among us. As Christ set the example for us to worship in all of our activities, we bring this anniversary meeting of the American Scientific Affiliation to you, asking you to bless those who attend and participate in the celebration of the success of this organization with engagement and work on issues related to you and stewardship of your earth and its atmosphere. Thank you for the success of the ASA and those who seek to integrate Christian faith with studies of nature and our responsibilities to steward and cultivate your earth and its atmosphere. Your providence has brought us together, sharing the special designation Christian, and we humbly ask that you will grant us your most gracious favor and further us with your continual help. We ask that the conversations and discussions of this meeting will bless you. We pray that each one who has helped prepare for this meeting, including the speakers, whose work honors you and we long to hear, thank you for inspiring them and give us new insights into how we may use our voices to inspire others to participate in the effective stewardship of your creation. Thank you for each person who attends this meeting and grant them understanding and joy of inspiration in rich discussions. We pray for the outcomes of this meeting, for each one to have renewed interest and motivation to use their knowledge of nature through the process of science to worship you and serve others. We're especially grateful for the students' interest in the topics that will be discussed in the next few days. For those members of ASA who are absent because of disease or misfortune, we ask for your peace, healing, and goodness wherever they may be. Watch over them and provide for them and bless them in body and soul. We dedicate our service to you and thank you for the opportunities to learn more about you and your creation. We ask special blessings again on this ASA meeting. Forgive us for the times that we have sinned in not addressing your commission, and for the times of omission when we could have used our voices and or our hands to do your will. We commend our time of conversation to you with thanksgiving to you, with special concerns for those who have much less than we do. Help us to remember them in our work and commitments as you honor them in your kingdom work. Thank you for your mercy to us, the promise of everlasting life, and the promise of your presence and comfort. We offer our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
On behalf of Robin and me, as co-chairs, I'd just like to add our welcome to you. This wasn't in my original remarks, but how wonderful it is to follow you, Dot. When you left Wheaton in 1995-96, I came to Wheaton to fill that same role. So what a wonderful thing to be able to follow you again in this. And I became a member of ASA 5 years before coming to Wheaton. I was pretty confused about science and faith things. The conversations that go on in a place like this, at meetings, as well as in the journal and web web resources were things that actually benefited me. I might not be at Wheaton if it wasn't for ASA. So I'm very, very thankful for that. The theme for our meeting, as you've seen, is exploring creation. In that, we mean combining the scientific aspect of exploration with the theological concept of the natural world as creation. All that exists is creation, and by that term, I'm not thinking about how or when it came into existence. That certainly does come into our discussions. But more fundamentally, that all that exists comes from the creative work of God and his continued creative work. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So as we gather together, really affirming this fundamental truth, and for a clear and concise description of that, go to the Journal of the ASA, it was called that back in 1971, when Richard Bube authored an article called We Believe in Creation. And you can find that on the ASA's website. And Dr. Bube passed away this last year, so part of this is in memory of him. But part of it is the fundamental importance of what he said in there. I've got a quote from that article that I think illustrates some of that. The biblical doctrine of creation is one of the richest doctrines revealed to us by God. It reveals to us that the God who loves us is also the God who created us and all things. At once it establishes a relationship between the God of religious faith and the God of physical reality. It is because of creation that we trust in the reality of the physical and moral structure to the universe, which we can explore as scientists and experience as persons. End quote. The theme epitomizes the work of the ASA, focusing on understanding science and related fields in the context of our Christian faith. As a biologist, I know that my work depends on collaborating with others whose specialty may add some expertise that I don't have. How much more in the ASA, where we seek scientific and theological understanding and are benefited by interacting with others who have a different specialty. So I hope you will hear that in the great range of speakers that we have for you this weekend. I hope you'll gain more from our parallel sessions of contributed talks and posters. I hope you'll have some very helpful times of sharing together between these events at meals and social events together. And I hope that in coming together, you won't be afraid to talk to others about some of these talks. After just a couple of announcements before I pass this along to John Wood here, after the plenary talk this evening, we will get an opportunity to do just that at a mixer. That'll be in Lower Beamer. Easiest way would be to head down the hallway, back down the stairway, or there's an elevator as well to find Lower Beamer. Just a quick reminder that 6 a.m. tomorrow, there is a morning walk available. It would be just outside where the dining hall is. Breakfast starts at 7. We'll open the day tomorrow in this very room at 8:20 with devotions. So now, I know we tried to introduce John Wood before, so our president, John Wood, will introduce our speaker this evening.